Now, we saw this coming, but it's all still slightly shocking when it happens. Labor in Tasmania announced last week it was ending its power-sharing arrangement with the Greens. Premier Lara Giddings says the alliance was unpopular with Labor supporters, had run its course. Last night, she took this a step further and sacked Greens ministers in her cabinet, Nick McKim and Cassie O'Connor, and promised never again to include that party in a Labor cabinet. Called an election date too. Tasmanian Greens leader Nick McKim joins you now from Hobart. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
You're expecting this to happen, of course.
Well, look, there's been a fair bit of media speculation that it would happen, but it wasn't confirmed for us until yesterday morning when the Premier asked us to come in and informed us that she'd be withdrawing our commissions.
Have you been an effective member of the Giddings Cabinet? What's the cause of concern here?
Two questions there. Firstly, yes, we have been very effective members of this government. I mean, by any measure, this has been a strong and effective and stable government that's taken on some real challenges for Tasmania that have been left in the too hard basket by majority governments of the past. And we're really proud of the role that we played. And in our portfolio areas, we've seen, I'm Minister for Education and will be till mid-morning this morning. Tasmania's educational outcomes are improving faster than the rest of the country in every single NAPLAN measure over the last 2 years. And I could go through a list as long as my arm of our ministerial achievements in both mine and Cassie's portfolio areas. But in relation to what this is all about, this ultimately was Labor's decision. And what it's all about is us having our ministerial commissions withdrawn for standing up for what we believe in, and that is standing up against the pulp mill proposed for the Tamar Valley in northern Tasmania, and standing up for and driving Tasmania's economic transition away from an over-reliance on resource extraction and into the exciting new opportunities of the 21st century, where Tasmania actually has competitive advantages over the rest of the country and the rest of the world.
Now, on that pulp mill issue, I mean, the Premier has called an election date, but will recall Parliament for a special sitting on January 28, in a week and a bit's time, to look at that Tamar Valley pulp mill project. I mean, what can we expect from that sitting, and how will the numbers fall?
Well, certainly you'd expect in the House of Assembly that there would be the numbers there to pass amendments to the enabling legislation that's already through. The Greens, of course, won't support anything to do with facilitating the Tamar Valley pulp mill. But I do make the point, Jonathan, that we've had enabling legislation through the Tasmanian Parliament for 6 years now on this pulp mill, and the only company, Gunns Limited, that was stupid enough to put a single dollar of its money into this project went broke as a result of their pulp mill fixation. And history will show you, for a generation in Tasmania, the Labor and Liberal parties have been trying to get a pulp mill up, and they haven't succeeded for one simple reason, and that is the Tasmanian community overwhelmingly does not support the projects they proposed. And history will show you, in the timber sector in Tasmania, it is very difficult to impossible to attract investment into major downstream processing proposals unless the Tasmanian people support them.
The Giddings government and the Labor Party in general in Tasmania is catastrophically unpopular. The polling is incredibly bad, and it would seem that the Premier sees the Greens relationship, that alliance, and the inclusion of the two posts in the cabinet has been critical to that failure in fortune. I mean, have you been led in the saddlebags of the Labor Party?
Oh, certainly not. I think we've been very highly performing ministers, and as I said, I could talk for hours about our achievements in our portfolios, and as I said, by any measure, this has been a stable, strong and effective government. I mean, ultimately, for Labor, I think this is all about politics for them. And, you know, yesterday morning, the Labor and Liberal parties in Tasmania woke up focused on politics and woke up focused on a pulp mill. Yesterday morning, and again this morning, the Greens in Tasmania have woken up focused on the future. And just yesterday, we saw the release of the latest national unemployment figures. Tasmania's unemployment rate came down again for the fifth consecutive month, bucking the national trend, and that's because of the work the Greens have done in government, driving Labor to adopt the new economic way forward. for Tasmania. And again, that is around areas where Tasmania has a competitive advantage to the rest of the country and the rest of the world. ICT and the digital economy, because we have first mover status on the NBN rollout, the creative economy embodied by things like Mona, our tourism sector, our agriculture based on our priceless clean grain brand. We've got fine food, quality wines and beverages at macro and micro level. We've still got the highest per capita number of scientists in the country of any Australian state. Aged care opportunities, international education opportunities.
But you've also got people pushing very hard, for example, for that pulp mill project, and also a rural sector in the state resenting things like GM bans. So, I mean, it's not all flowing in one direction in Tasmania. There's significant anxiety about some of those redirections of the economy.
No doubt there are always different views politically and different views on issues. On the pulp mill, as I said, there's been people trying to get it up for a generation. It started in Wesley Vale and actually launched Christine Milne's political career back in the 1980s. And we've seen various iterations of proposals for a pulp mill and attempts to get a pulp mill up. On the GMO ban, certainly whilst the TFGA, the Farmers and Graziers Association here in Tasmania, has raised concerns, I can assure your listeners that there are many, many primary producers and many, many sectors in our primary industry sector in Tasmania who absolutely support the GMO ban, because they know it gives them a marketing advantage into their markets and allows them to charge a premium for their products.
Election on March 15, Nick McKim, it looks on the basis of current polling as though the coalition under Will Hodgman will do very well. You could also poll quite strongly. Is there any possibility of some sort of power-sharing arrangement with the coalition and the Greens?
Well, certainly, I'm certainly never have been and won't be in the business of predicting election outcomes, Jonathan, but what I can say is there is no doubt in this election that Tasmanians want change, but our view is that while the Labor and Liberal parties remain focused on the past and the old ways and the failed social and business and political models of the past, embodied by a pulp mill in the Tamar Valley, the Greens actually offer the positive change that the Tasmanian people want. And for our part, we're prepared again, as we did in 2010, because we believe Tasmania is a better place when people work together. We again will offer to work constructively with whatever parliament the Tasmanian people in their wisdom elect at the ballot box.
Nick McKim, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Nick McKim, he's Tasmanian Greens leader and until about 12:30 today, Education Minister in the Cabinet of Labor's Lara Giddings. That is all changed.